there, my friend. It's me, Carly. Thanks for listening to my Midlife Musings. I went to an Adam Ant concert last week. Not surprisingly, the vast majority of the audience was in midlife and beyond. During my pre-concert people-watching time, I was struck by the high percentage of visible signs of poor physical health around me. Honestly, it made me panic a little bit. My background as a health coach kicked in and got me thinking. How can I help my circle of women in midlife and beyond prioritize their physical health? I'm still mulling this over, but I want to share some information with you here today. Please note, I've pulled the following information from a couple of resources which I've included in the show notes and transcript. Please reference them to learn more. If you don't already know it, heart disease is the leading cause of death for women. In a 2023 update, the American Heart Association stated that over 44% of women in the United States are living with some form of heart disease. 44%, my friend. Let that number sink in. Now hear this. The risk of heart disease increases for women after menopause. Estrogen gives premenopausal women some protection against heart disease by keeping blood vessels relaxed, and it helps to balance cholesterol. That means, my friend, that you are coming up on or are already in the age bracket for a high risk of heart disease. Here are 6 risk factors which you have control over: smoking, unhealthy nutrition, lack of adequate physical activity, drinking too much alcohol, chronic stress, and lack of quality sleep. How can you change your habits and lifestyle to eliminate or minimize these factors? If you aren't paying attention to those controllable risk factors, they can lead to 4 health conditions that are also risk factors for heart disease. High blood pressure, defined as 130 over 80 or higher. High LDL cholesterol, defined as over 160 milligrams per deciliter. Diabetes, based on 2022 estimates from the National Health Interview Survey, approximately 19% of women 65 or older have been diagnosed with diabetes. Excess weight. Around 42% of women aged 40 to 59 are considered obese. Not only are these factors a risk for heart disease, they put you at a high risk for stroke as well. My friend, how can you partner with your healthcare circle to identify, monitor, and manage your heart health? If you haven't made the shift from OBGYN to an internal medicine primary care physician you like and trust, please put this at the top of your wellness to-do list. Over the next 30 days, I encourage you to find one and set up an appointment for a full evaluation of your health. Commit to yourself that your physical health will no longer be minimized or ignored. If you want guidance as you change your habits and lifestyle, schedule a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching consultation with me, or grab a 1-hour time slot during my wellness hours on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I have links in the transcript and show notes so you can easily make it happen. I am here to support you. I am here to help you make change and to prioritize your physical health and wellness. This is a departure from my typical midlife musings. Thanks to Adam Ant, I needed to share this message with you here today. You are an amazing woman with so much to say and do ahead of you. It's not too late to care for your physical health. It's not too late to form the habits and lifestyle that allow you to further establish your lifetime legacy. I'd love to hear your thoughts about today's episode. You can reach out to me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com. I'll be back with another Midlife Musings in 2 weeks. Until then, don't miss my regularly scheduled episodes of Flipside of Midlife every Wednesday.